It's time for our weekly delivery of health news you can use with Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. I'm Alan Lytle. Our host shared a very personal story last week about breast cancer screenings and early detection. And fortunately for Dr. Greg and his wife, Vanessa Oliver, the prognosis is good. But what happens if the biopsy comes back and a cancer is detected? What happens then? We examine that aspect of breast cancer on this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently spoke with Dr. Pat McGrath, professor of surgery at UK Healthcare, not only about potential prevention, but also the diagnosis and treatment of early and advanced breast cancers.
So generally, right now, in situ carcinoma is when the cancer cells are still within the duct, and they haven't broken through the wall of the duct, so they don't have access to the bloodstream or lymphatics, and they theoretically cannot spread elsewhere in your body. So it's 100% curable. And then the question is whether we're over-treating it. So there are differentiations between ductal carcinoma in situ that are low-grade versus ones that are high-grade. The high-grade ductal carcinoma in situ is much more likely to become an invasive cancer. And so it really has to be dealt with as a real cancer. And treatment should be appropriate. The question in any controversy comes with the low-grade malignancies, and as of right now, the standard of care is still to proceed with it as if it is a standard cancer. There's obviously treatment options with surgery, with breast conservation versus mastectomy. But they're actually nationally starting to look at this question and determining whether or not medication can keep that in check and that surgery may or may not be necessary. But we don't have that answer yet. That will be determined down the road.
And as always, a theme we return to on the show time and time again is patients should confer with their physician and, if they're so inclined, read some of this literature and make that best informed decision that they can hand in hand with their doctor.
Correct. And as I said, right now, it is still standard of care to go through surgery and then consideration for additional therapy.
Mm-hmm. And for cancers that have spread, then there are other modalities that can be used in addition to surgery for treatment and containment of that cancer.
Correct. So there's two aspects of most breast cancers. One is local control, what you do to the cancer in the breast to get rid of it and prevent it from coming back there. And then there's systemic control, and that is what you brought up, is the possibility that cancer cells are at distant sites, and what medication can you use to control the cancer cells that could be out there.
Dr. McGrath, is there anything that we haven't touched on yet that you would want our listeners to know about?
The other thing that is still a little bit in the infancy is prevention. There are definite strategies for what we call risk reduction. And there are specific medications that have been identified to, in a high-risk patients, help prevent or reduce the risk of developing breast cancer by at least 50%. Mm-hmm. So there have been two trials, prevention trials, that have looked at medication, tamoxifen specifically, versus a placebo in high-risk group, and they showed that there was a 50% reduction in the development of breast cancer in the patients that got tamoxifen. Because of some concern about some risks of tamoxifen in postmenopausal women, there was a second prevention trial in which tamoxifen was compared to raloxifene, a drug that's very similar but without some of the side effects of tamoxifen, and they proved to be equal in risk reduction. So again, it's a strategy that needs to be thought about in patients that are considered high risk.
My thanks today to Dr. Pat McGrath, professor of surgery at the UK College of Medicine, for talking with me about breast cancer, not only its prevention and diagnosis, but also its treatment. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.